Welcome back to The Mountain Life. I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm Mary Beth Maziarz.
Today on the show, we're spotlighting a local entrepreneur who turned personal frustration into a purpose-driven business. Just 2 years ago, Dana Grinnell founded Free Living Co. to make it easier for families to find truly clean, effective products. And since then, the company has partnered with more than 200 brands, shipped worldwide, and opened a flagship store in New Park at Kemble Junction, all while building community through education and sustainability.
Now, Free Living Company is launching its first in-house product, Live Free Skincare, designed specifically for teens and 20-something women. It's a groundbreaking Made Safe certified formula created from microbe-made biomaterials and fully home compostable materials, setting a new standard for clean beauty. Dana Grinnell joins to tell us more. Welcome, Dana.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful intro. Thank you.
Well, in your background information, you mentioned a laundry detergent incident that sparked your interest and led to your company's mission. Would you share with our listeners what happened and how it set you in this direction of cleaner living?
Yeah, for sure. So my background, I spent about 17 years in the medical device space, and which meant I spent a lot of time in and out of hospitals. And it just witnessed the mass illness that plagues our country. And at the time, I was starting to, you know, think of having a family, and I got really passionate about clean products. So I was sort of on the clean living movement before it became a thing, or before most people became aware that it needed to be a thing. And fast forward a decade and a half, I was coming home from Costco with what I thought was a clean-ish, you know, I knew it wasn't perfect, but I have three kids. We're a very busy, active, dirty, sweaty family. And I thought it was cleanish, you know, and it leaked in the back of my car. And when I got home, I saw the leak, but I also recognized that it had turned from clear to what I call radioactive purple. And I just thought to myself, oh my gosh, this can't be clean. Like, that chemical reaction or that change is clearly, there's something toxic in this laundry detergent. You know, went in the house, looked it up on, you know, my websites that I like to use as resources. And sure enough, EWG is a nonprofit organization that vets and verifies ingredients and deems various ingredients safe or unsafe for human health. And sure enough, it was an EWGF, the worst rating that they offer. And I just thought to myself, gosh, you know, I am the person who reads the labels. I do the homework. I only pick the brands. Like, how did this creep into my home? And if I'm facing this challenge, are there other families out there that are having similar challenges? And so that's kind of what, you know, I started small, had a little warehouse in my house and a couple brands. And it turns out the Park City in particular, but also lots of people do care. So that's kind of what kicked off the business. And it's been a really great journey.
Oh, that's great. What were some of the things you discovered early on that you just were really excited about from clean products?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think first and foremost, you know, consumers are really becoming educated and are demanding cleaner products. And so the good news is that means that there are a lot more companies who are doing great things in the world of products and are really striving to get, you know, the same disinfecting properties, the same user experience, the same cleaning power, using all natural ingredients or using safe ingredients. And I do say, you know, natural and safe are two different things. I mean, there are synthetic ingredients that are safe and there are natural ingredients that are not safe. So it's important to like note the distinction that it really is about human health and also the health of our planet that that my business is focused on. We're currently working with a hotel and we've worked with a number of schools on getting rid of some of those really harsh chemicals because there are some great products out there that have EPA approval, 99.9% disinfecting of COVID and viruses and bacteria and mold and all those things that you want out of those really toxic cleaning agents. But it's actually safe enough that you can wash fruits and vegetables with it. And you can also like spray it on a baby's pacifier and put it in their mouth. So there are cool products out there that offer that same power without the harmful chemicals. And, you know, one of the big considerations in the hotel that I'm working with in particular was really interested is the health and safety of their staff. Because as a consumer, you're walking in and out, you're smelling it, and you're momentarily maybe aggravated or doesn't, you know, feel great. But those people who are using them every day, all day, obviously there's really dramatic impacts to their health. So looking out for the workforce in places like schools and hotels and businesses is really important too.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Now, my laundry soap experience wasn't as intense as either of yours, but this has happened just recently. If you were asked to name, the number one laundry soap in the world, I think we'd all come up with probably the same word in pods to load into your, front loader washing machine. Someone left behind some of these that who had been visiting and bought them. And so I used one and, was out of other laundry detergent. And it was the most toxic smell. It was that, meant to be pleasant smell, but is so toxic. And I started to think about the fact that we spend, between our sheets and our towels, we spend a lot of our day right up next to those. And so, Dana, I wanted to ask you, because we do have a lot of options now. We have the sort of the healthy ones that you can buy, and you always wonder, are they going to be as effective in cleaning, or, they always smell less toxic. I guess on the spectrum, how do you make your decisions about what, you curate these products, right? So until we start talking about your skincare line, these are products that you just choose that are already out there. Is that right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. And so how do what are these toxic compounds that we need to avoid, and how do you go about choosing?
Great question. So it's interesting that you say that you felt like that smell was really toxic, which means you probably have a lot of non-toxic products in your home. I think it's really interesting to watch people's journey. And I've worked with a lot of customers. I have customers who are, have been clean living and eliminating toxins from their life for decades. And I have people who just barely learned that there's toxins in laundry detergent. And so I think, first and foremost, the toxic ingredients, you become sort of sensitive to them as you start to eliminate them from your life. So some people may smell that smell and think it smells lovely, whereas you have been using a laundry detergent that's not as toxic and it just smells like very abrasive, right? So the first thing I say, and if you avoid these three things, I think you're like 90% of the way there in your home. Number one is fragrance. And what you're looking for is the word fragrance. And when you reference that one laundry detergent brand that we all know, there's a lot of fragrance in their products. And it's just code word for thousands of chemicals. Phthalates is a big buzzword you probably hear a lot about on social and whatnot. Phthalates are a chemical that makes the scent smell stronger and it makes it last longer. So when you smell that scent on your clothes like weeks later, that's a phthalate. And those are known endocrine disruptors and cause all sorts of harm to our health. So I think getting rid of fragrance is number one. Number two, when it comes to food, if you can get rid of pesticides, so really honing in on organic, eating whole foods as much as possible, being really mindful of how you're treating your grass and your outdoor spaces because all that just tracks right into your home and on your pets and whatnot. That's number two. And then plastics is the other one. If you can kind of avoid those three, you're pretty far along the way. As far as like how we curate the marketplace, I do not employ teams of scientists. I do not evaluate ingredients, for safety myself, because there are literally full-time PhDs that do that work. And so there are organizations like Made Safe is one that I really lean on. I think Made Safe, in my opinion, is the strictest certification in the world. Not only do they look at the, and these are organizations that do employ teams of scientists to look at this stuff. So they look at the ingredient and the impact on human health, but they also look at how the ingredient is processed. What are the byproducts? What is the impact to our aquatic and our terrestrial life? They really are an ecosystem full wide approach. So they are my number one. If a product's been Made Safe certified, it is definitely safe enough to be in my store. I also really like EWG. They do great work as well. They have an EWG verified program, but they also rate products that are not verified. So they're great. And you can actually go to their websites. There's a ton of blog posts and articles and evaluations of different, what are PFAS and why are they harmful? How do you avoid them? They have really great home cleaning guides and home furnishing guides. And so those are great places to start. And then the final thing, so I look at the ingredients, I use those resources, and then I also test them. I mean, we are a family. I have kids age 5 through 16. We're a busy mountain family, and so we test everything. I'll even send products. If I know I have a friend who's just obsessive about deodorant, so every deodorant I want to bring in the shop, I send her one, and she tests it, and she gives me her opinion. And then we also get a lot of customer feedback now. The retail store has been great for that, just getting real-time information from people that like products. And so I think we've come up with a really great curated selection of products that are number one, safe, and number two, effective.
Great. If you're just joining us on The Mountain Life, we're having a conversation with Dana Grinnell. She's a local resident and the founder of Free Living Co. Do you say Free Living Co or Free Living Company?
I say Free Living Co, but we'll take what how whatever, whatever floats.
Okay, great. And speaking of your retail location, you are located in New Park, sort of within the New Park Hotel, but not really, behind Kupla, right?
Correct. So we actually connect both from the street behind Kupla and to the hotel. So we are kind of an extension of the hotel, but we are a separate business.
Okay, great. And then you sell these products that you have curated there, and do you sell them in bulk?
So if you've been to our shop, you'll know that it is quite a small space. We've packed a lot of products in there, and so we have not done the bulk refillable. There's actually a lovely store over in the outlets that does that. Their focus is really zero waste, and we would love to do some of that. We just don't have the space. So for now, that being said, though, we do have brands where you can buy larger formats and refill your own bottles, things like laundry soap, hand soap. We do have brands that have those larger formats that we do carry.
Right. So the new part of your store has been focusing on skincare. And listeners, you cannot see Dana Grinnell, our guest, but you have absolutely beautiful, glowing skin. So I don't know if you use all these or what, but you would be a very good spokesperson for the products. Can you tell us a little about your new line?
Yes. I love skincare. I do test all the products. It's one of my favorite categories. So that's, a benefit of the job, I guess. But I really, I don't intend to produce product where there's already really great products that exist. But I did find, I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I found a gap, and there was no skincare that was appropriate for her skin, that was clean enough for my standards and had any sort of sustainability measures in place. And I just thought to myself, gosh, she gave me a list of brands she wanted me to carry in the store, and I evaluated all of them, and none of them met my standards, or they were wildly inappropriate for her skin. And I just couldn't believe it. I thought, gosh, like, this demographic, they are so into skincare right now. It's like a major thing. And I just couldn't believe that this is what they were being fed, especially at such a vulnerable age. Like, these girls are going through major hormonal shifts. They have, fertility in their future, thinking if they want to have families down the road. Infertility is a massive issue globally, that 1 in 6 people are infertile or have fertility issues. And, in my opinion, a lot of this is coming from some of these toxic chemicals that we're putting on our bodies at really young ages. So I went down the path. It started about 2 years ago, and we worked with Made Safe. I just mentioned them, and they've been a really important part of making sure that we really have the safest product on the market. And then just looking at the issue with beauty packaging, there's some statistic. I think it's 120 billion units of packaging are created a year for the beauty space. And most of it's plastic, and most of it goes into landfills. What people don't know is when you recycle things like beauty packaging, it's mostly too small to make it through the sort. And so it just gets shuffled into the landfill. And oftentimes the color, like if dark packaging, doesn't make it through the sort. And so it'll go into the landfill as well. So we are really, really, it was important to me to make sure that our packaging was really sustainable.
Right. Well, I have a 13-year-old son, and I have an older son as well, and I took a look at the new products, and one of the things I liked about them is that even though in the intro we mentioned that they're intended for teen and 20-something women, young women, it's very gender neutral packaging, and I think there's something great about keeping things open to developing good skincare habits as a guy too. Or if you're in a more gender fluid situation, you don't have to make a choice over a really girly product or a really, typically masculine product or whatever that maybe is just about the packaging. This is about the product itself and being healthy for your skin. What kind of response are you getting from young people?
Yeah, I mean, so far, so I actually, from the very beginning, brought on a group. I was calling them my board of advisors, but it was a group of teenage girls who just helped direct, you know, what should we make? Should, you know, do we need a cleanser, a serum? Like, what product should we make? What are you using? What do you want it to do for your skin? And so that really like directed the you know, the way we went with what we're producing. And so a lot of those girls have tested lab samples from the very beginning. And many of them are like, when is this coming out? Because I like everything else breaks me out and yours is the only one that doesn't. So I have a lot of very good positive feedback from those initial users. We just rolled out our pre-orders right before Christmas. And we're hosting our launch party on Saturday, where we will have more of our pre-order sets available for sale. And then everything will roll into Perk City by the pallet. So we'll have lots of it come end of the month. So, but the feedback's been really positive. And I think more than anything, I think the packaging has really resonated. Like the packaging is home compostable. So it looks and feels like plastic. But you can put it in your home compost and within a year it'll biodegrade. If you send it to an industrial compost, it'll biodegrade in 16 weeks. And when it biodegrades, it turns into water and carbon. So it's elemental biodegradation, which sometimes if you look at packaging that's corn-based or sugarcane-based, oftentimes those kind of end up in a microplastic type state. They're not fully biodegradable. So we're really proud of the packaging. That's really resonating with the girls a lot. In addition to just having like really clean formulas. But above and beyond that, we're also really trying the name Live Free is more than just about living free from toxins. It's really about like living true to yourself. And you mentioned kind of the gender neutral aspect of it. And that's so much what the brand is about, is like being who you are, kind of taking down those shackles of what our culture has told us defines beauty, and really trying to define beauty for yourself and being yourself. That's really what we want the brand to embody.
Okay. Well, again, on January 10th, this Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. is a launch party of the Live Free skincare line for young people, teens, and well, here's a question. We know that the hormones are very different in a teenager versus, you know, someone of our age. What is it about the skincare products that are so different, that need to be different for young people's skin than for our skin?
Yeah, well, so first of all, you know, their goals are different than us. You know, for me, I'm looking at fine lines. I'm looking at just like lots of hydration because, you know, and also collagen production. With young skin, their skin's already so beautiful. Their biggest worries are blemish control and hydration, especially the teens that live at altitude like we do. So they don't need a lot of the products that we need. And in fact, things like retinols, those can actually be really harmful. It can really break down the barrier of their skin, which makes them more prone to acne and breakouts, which is what they're trying to avoid. So sometimes, I mean, I'm not coming down on dermatologists at all, but sometimes those dermatology products can actually, like, they solve one problem, but it can cause other problems. And so what we're trying to do is kind of be that step before you have to go to the dermatology route and maybe prevent you even having to go that route, because you do get into harsher, more aggravating, more aggressive treatments that kind of, you know, is a little bit counterintuitive to what you're trying to do with your skin. So, yeah. And when it comes to the gender thing, you know, there is a pH difference between men and women. And so this line is, you know, focused on girls and, you know, the pH for women. But that being said, the ingredients are absolutely gender neutral and, you know, certainly boys could use it. We also have a really great brand in the store that is made specifically for boys and men, and it's called Talent. And I have a ton of teenagers that are on that are having really great success with that. So there are some great options for both genders.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that for teens in particular, I mean, it was this way for me, like my number one concern about my skin was acne. And I think, you know, even for those, like I wasn't plagued with it by any means, but it's a fact of life that most, I mean, I would say like 90% of kids go through, right? And I don't know, what is that statistic? And what, you know, how much of it is attributable to the kind of bad skincare that we probably all used as kids.
Right, exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, so we are actually hosting because the teen space is such an important. I mean, I have teenagers, so I'm very passionate about it because of them and their friends, and the skincare line. But we are going to start hosting some clinics on whole body, non-toxic ways to prevent or reduce your chances of acne. But acne really is when it comes down to it. I mean, I hear so many people say, "Oh, it's genetic. My mom had it," and that could be true, but really what it comes down to is balance in your body. When your hormones are going crazy as you're a teenager and you have the stress of school, maybe you play sports and your body's being taxed every day, like your body gets out of whack and out of balance. And that's actually really what causes acne. Also, things that aggravate it are, poor skincare products, certainly. Nutrition, that's a big thing. I mean, I watch my 16-year-old and, love him, and we do eat really healthy as a family, but given a choice, he will open a package because he doesn't want to take the time to make a smoothie or make a salad. So there's lots of ways to really mitigate acne. And it's about just keeping your body in balance as your body's going through all these crazy hormonal changes.
Yeah. Wow. That's really exciting. In terms of numbers of products or names of products, what are you going to be showing this at the launch party this Saturday?
Yes. So we are launching our first three products right, in the next couple of weeks. We have Smooth Sally. That's our cleanser. It's a salicylic acid, which is a really gentle exfoliating cleanser. Also has green tea extract, which is a really great antioxidant. We have Pore Magic, which is a toner. I think toner is often a product that can get overlooked, but it's actually a really great way. We have a really beautiful peptide complex in the toner. It's a really great way to continue exfoliating and clearing pores, but also to build that skin barrier, which will protect you from damage in the future. And then we have the Moisture Rose. That's our moisturizer. It's made with a really lovely, again, very active rose canina ingredient, which is super hydrating. Just really good for collagen production and just keeping that beautiful skin beautiful. Shortly thereafter, we have two more products that are Made Safe approved. We'll be launching those hopefully by the end of Q1. We have two serums, a day and a night serum. The names are still being determined, but the night serum has really got some cool ingredients. And I have a couple of teenagers that have used our lab samples and are having really great success with it. One of the ingredients is called Gotu Kola. It's a plant in Africa. They discovered it for skincare because tigers, after battle, would go lay in the plant and it would help heal their wounds. So it's a really cool ingredient. It's great for pockmarks and reducing scarring. I have a teenager who has actually seen visible results just from our lab samples. And the other ingredient in that, the nighttime serum, is called Lavendox. And it is, I mean, there are sadly, maybe not sadly, but 20-year-olds getting Botox already, which, they're doing it from a preventative perspective because they don't have any wrinkles yet. Well, this Lavendox is actually a natural way. It comes from the lavender plant. It's a natural way to prevent Botox in the future. It helps relax your muscles at night and has a really lovely scent. And then our day serum is a vitamin C serum with a bronzing glow to it. So that'll be a beautiful complement. We'll be launching those at the end of Q1.
Wow, far more products than I had imagined. So that is wonderful. Dana Grinnell, we're out of time. It's been great talking to you. And wow, what a cool endeavor that you're taking on with Live Free Skincare and Live Free Co. in general. So
Well, thank
thank you.
you. It's honestly been such an amazing journey. I'm just so grateful to get to do it. So, thank you for having me on. Lovely talking to both of you. And again, I just so appreciative.
Well, we'll try to show up on Saturday. Tell me the time again.
Yeah, so 6 to 8. We've got a link in bio on our Instagram feed, and I can also send you the link to share. The address is actually the warehouse where we're going to be housing the skincare. So it's off of Forestdale Drive, on the other side of 40.
Oh, good. I'm glad you mentioned that. Great.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great. Wonderful to meet you.
Likewise.
Thank you so much for being on the program.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with both of you.